This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking a little bit about cryptocurrency. We actually started out talking about the Australian government cracking down on large cash transactions. It's now illegal, apparently, anywhere in Australia to do any kind of business for over $10,000.
As of, like, January 1st of 2019, I think it said.
In cash. So if you want to buy a car in cash, apparently you need to do that this year before January 1st. Otherwise, it's going to get to be, an illegal activity to purchase anything with cash there.
I do have to wonder what the consequences are. Is the article didn't actually cover that?
Well, I suspect it would be, you know, the equivalent of some sort of federal criminal charge.
Like a serious criminal offense.
It may be a charge for the dealer as well. So if the dealer accepts cash.
Like the car dealer, yeah.
They may be all on the dealer. You know, that the onus of potential charges.
I have to wonder at that point how they would be catching it.
Undercover.
Unless they do it.
Sting operations.
Yeah, that might be.
They might catch wind from somebody that such and such car dealership took cash from them, you know, some sort of snitch or whatever.
I guess if a car dealership is depositing almost any amount of cash, is probably an indication that...
Sure, then the bank could snitch them out. Why are we getting all this cash from the car dealer?
Although
people could still pay their service bills in cash, so they could, in theory, have more than 10 grand in a day.
That's true. I mean, the kind of stuff that the IRS does is they have an idea on how much should be coming in, though. So I'm not sure if they would be able to get away with that, because there's a difference between the service-like part of a business and selling cars. And if the service part of the business is bringing in more money than they should, if that's where you're claiming the cash came from, that might still be a tip-off as far as, you know, some sort of government bureaucrat trying to come after you.
So that's where we started the show. And then in the last part I had wanted to cover, and we ended up talking about operating system security. maybe Linux isn't as secure as I had once thought it was.
It is. It's just not... It's sort of like this. You're still... That software you downloaded, it probably is fine. It's just we don't know. And there's the potential for it to be malicious, even though it probably isn't.
Right. And without rehashing what we talked about before, generally Linux considered to be a more secure system. There's, you know, pretty much viruses don't exist for it. Now, you said that that's because not as many people are on it, but also because of the security behind the scenes in Linux.
It's not really because there's not enough people on it. Because look at it this way: most of the internet is run on Linux.
Business side is mostly Linux.
So it's not that there's not a lot of users out there. I mean, think about it this way: servers, powerful servers with huge internet connections. Yeah. Are going to be a prime target. If it was so vulnerable, you would see viruses and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's not what's going on. There's exploits and things like that. But if the user or the administrator of the server maintains the security, meaning they apply the updates, which are going to automatically occur, there's a single window that comes up in Linux that says, would you like to update? And it will update everything, all the critical pieces of your system.
Mm-hmm.
On Windows, you don't have that. You have many different programs. And half the time, you'll see a pop-up, and somebody will say, you know, something about security updates, and the person will click yes and download a program. And
it's nowhere.
Right. You will not see that on Linux. Yeah. It will never happen. The default settings in LibreOffice, which is a sort of like Microsoft Office equivalent.
The free version.
Right. That, if you open a Word document from somebody, it's not going to automatically execute a macro to infect you. So, it's absolutely a lot more secure. I'm not going to say, and there's different versions of Linux, so there's some that are even more secure than this.
Right.
But your typical distribution, like Canonical or Ubuntu, or Linux Mint, it's not one of the super secure distributions.
Gotcha. I'm liking it. It's the first time I've actually... I've experimented with Linux over the years, as far back as like the year 2000. I would, every now and then, I would just install some version of, of Linux.
I've never seen anybody infected, just to be clear, with any kind of real malicious software outside of the web browser. So.
In Linux,
you know. Yeah.
It happens all the time. With
Windows. And this is my job. I do this every day. I've been doing it for 10 plus years. It's a pretty good indication.
That's a pretty good endorsement right there of Linux. But I wanted to say that I started tooling around with Linux back in the year 2000, and it was just a mess. It was hard to change screen resolution.
A lot has changed.
Better now. It is so much better. You know, it took 20 years, but you know, here we are. And so, and there's, you know, it's free. Linux Mint and these other ones, Ubuntu is also very popular. Some of them are more graphically oriented than others. Some of them are still like in the command line.
There are huge differences between different versions. Like, I mean, it's funny. Like, people are, you know, they get it, they use it, and they think, oh, this is hard. Well, yeah, because you probably picked a version that wasn't well suited for you. Mm-hmm. But you can get versions that are exactly, or not exactly, but very similar to Mac OS X or very similar to Windows.
Linux Mint reminds me of Windows.
Very much like Windows.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's something called Elementary OS, which is very much like Mac. So if you like the pretty graphics and things,
So yeah, there you go. That's my endorsement for Linux. I think it's finally like to the point where the average person could install and run it. Because I'm above average. Yeah, I'm fairly technically
I would say about 80% of the population is probably going to be okay on Linux today.
Right.
As long as you don't.
As long as you're just talking about basic word processing, web browsing. That's typical.
It's probably about 80% of the population. But yeah, no. If you're not. If you're the biggest problems that people run into with Linux are not Linux, they're actually with the hardware that they have. So
incompatibility.
Yeah, between, compatibility and support and things like that.
But even that's so much better now than it was.
Right. Well,
so much better.
There's problems still if you just try and install random hardware. Most of the time, you won't realize it because the issue doesn't pop up right away, or it's like an issue that's like it'll take you a week before you notice it.
You figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. So there's still lots of potential issues there, but the good thing about it is that there is a source for hardware that is properly supported under Linux.
ThinkPenguin.com.
www.thinkpenguin.com. Printers, laptops,
so you
desktops,
don't sell hardware that won't work with Linux.
Yeah, I mean, basically, there's a lot of hardware
you're
that.
Vetting it.
Yeah, there's a lot of hardware. Exactly. And we do a lot more than that. But, there's a lot of hardware that's you can get from some of our less, respectable competitors where it's basically no better than if you just install Linux on a random system.
Gotcha.
And I cringe every. There's a few companies that are more respectable, but.
Well, I installed it on a random system and it happened to work. So.
Yeah, and it may work for a while. And usually, what you'll find is when things do work, you will have a situation at some point down the road where your printer will stop working, or your maybe it doesn't work quite right, or you'll have a situation where the graphics will stop working or something like that when you go to upgrade from one release to another, and that's because the manufacturer of the hardware or the component that was used in that system. The sources aren't available, and so it can't be properly supported by the community.
Gotcha.
And it's the same thing happens on Windows, but most people never upgrade Windows, so they don't run into that problem. Where they'll run into it, but they won't run into it. They'll buy a printer, they'll buy a new computer
Windows.
6 months later, and then they find out their printer they bought 6 months ago doesn't work because they've not updated drivers for it.
Yep, I've had that happen with network cards.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, basically what it comes down to is when you pay attention to what you're buying and you get properly supported hardware, Linux is awesome when it comes to support. It's much better supported than Mac or Windows. We have hardware. We have a lot of hardware actually that does not work in Windows. And you think, what do you mean it doesn't work? Everything supports Windows. No, it's because what happens is you have something called a chipset, and this is like the core of a component, like a device. And there's on Windows, the drivers only get updated for so long, and any devices that are built around that chipset. When the drivers are no longer made available for newer versions of Windows, that hardware stops working. On Linux, because we have the sources, the community is able to actually continue to maintain support for that hardware for as long as people are still using it.
As long as there's somebody who's willing to do the work.
There's hardware that's 20 to 30 years old that's still supported in Linux.
Amazing.
And it's not generic types of hardware. It's not like a standards compliant type of hardware. It's specific hardware. Up until like a couple of years ago, we had support for like early 1990s computers.
Huh.
I mean, the systems weren't power enough to run a modern Linux, but...
Get out of the old tape drive.
Yeah, I mean, the hardware support was there, so.
All right, more coming up here in moments. And I did promise we were going to talk about the private cryptocurrencies, why they're better than cash, because the fear was cashless society. This used to be a big fear among certain people in the liberty and or survivalist type communities. We'll talk more about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And believe it or not, in at least some parts of the United States, it is not too late to get your mom flowers in time for Mother's Day. They actually do have same-day delivery available, apparently, in certain markets. I don't know if that means your mom's living in that market, but you can go and find out for yourself over at Bouqs.com. B-O-U-Q-S. Bouqs stands for bouquets. These are flowers that are booking awesome, and they're cut from Bouqs Farms fresh and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. They even have farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, your mom will post pictures of them and brag about you. And Bouqs cuts out the middlemen so you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show your mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Bouqs over at Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll save 15%. That's once again code FTL at Bouqs.com as we continue here. So we were talking about currency, and that led to a discussion about Linux and how I screwed up big time by downloading software from not the official Monero website. Well, maybe it was. I mean, in theory, it could have been a big time screw up. What you're telling me, though, is the odds are it's probably not a virus. Probably, you know, you've never seen
it's not a virus. I can tell you it's not a virus.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean there's not some other malicious software that you installed that will do something bad.
Yeah. Well, you said you've never seen an infected Linux system in the whole time you've ever been troubleshooting Linux systems.
Yep.
So there is that. But if I were, you know, super paranoid, I could just go ahead and reinstall Linux and start from scratch and go
I would.
At it again.
I would.
You would. It's not a necessarily a quick process to get everything back up and running the way it was, but if you want to be secure.
It's not. Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
I mean, it's probably less risky than on Windows, but
I think I'm going to probably just check the hashes if I can find the original files.
Not a bad alternative. I don't know if it's going to work. It sort of depends on whether or not this is like they actually built the software themselves or if it was just a download or like a mirroring type of situation.
Yeah.
If it's mirroring, you should be able to do it. I mean, you should be able to figure out whether or not it's malicious.
But anyway, then I said we were going to talk about private crypto being better than cash because the original story that started this whole conversation was Australia coming after cash businesses who are doing more than $10,000 deals in cash and basically saying that's prohibited. That is no longer allowed as of, you said, January 1st in 2019.
I believe that was the date, yeah.
So
it probably was because that's usually what they do. So.
Yeah. So meaning that cash transactions of over that amount are illegal in Australia as of that time. And there have always been people in the sort of the liberty community or survivalist types, people like that, patriot types or whatever who've believed that, you know, the mark of the beast is coming and that, you know, the cashless society is a signal of that. And there's been all this fear mongering around cashless society. And there's good reasons to not want a cashless society, right? Like if cryptocurrency did not exist. So if we're, you know, if it's 2007 and we don't, you know, we don't even have the idea of cryptocurrency yet, then the only options you have are the government fiat money in its cash form and in its more traceable check and credit card form. And that's why the government wants to move to a cashless society and the banks as well. The banks don't want to have to handle the cash, and the government doesn't want to have people being able to make anonymous transactions, which is what cash enables. Cash enables the underground economy, and that doesn't mean just drug dealing or terrorism or whatever. That means the kid coming over and mowing your lawn, you know, paying him in cash.
He's going to start taking credit cards.
Well, eventually, that's
but
what
wait,
some of these people
they
want.
The banks won't do business with him because he's underage.
That's a good point. So you've just cut out any young person who's
you've
an entrepreneur.
You've literally just banned in one fell swoop anybody who is young and being able to pay them.
Right, if you had a cashless society.
Yeah.
But it hasn't come to that. I mean, all of the fear about it.
I mean, in some places it has. I mean, look at...
Not completely.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's getting pretty close, though. Look at Sweden and look at India here. They got rid of
the high-end bills.
Yeah, I mean, I think the largest bill is, what, it's under $5, basically.
Now, what's going on in Sweden?
In Sweden, they are... Sweden's interesting. They're not banning cash, and they're
what
not.
What do they have there? The kroner? What is the?
I think that might be it. I know what they've done is they've not banned cash, but a lot of banks won't deal in cash anymore. And
really. Sorry, we won't take that.
Yeah, they've got I think there's a few different systems they use. Credit cards is one of them, but
Krona, K-R-O-N-A, Krona. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean basically I'll give you I don't think I actually talked about this on air. So this is a great story I have about a customer of ours who is in Sweden, and he is basically as outraged as I am and you are about how nobody their businesses won't take your cash.
Oh man.
And the government recently in Sweden stopped taking cash
for taxes.
For taxes, yeah.
Wow.
For in this specific case, it was for duties that had to be paid in order for the items that he ordered from us to be delivered to him. And normally, that's not an issue because most people will just they'll use a credit card or whatever, or they're but in this case, he doesn't even have I think he did have a credit card. But in some cases, somebody might not even have a credit card in order to make the payment. So it's a potential issue for other people. But in his case, he ended up saying he's taken a principled stance and will not use a credit card in this case in order to pay the duty. Well, so interestingly enough, the goods are going to be returned to us, theoretically, eventually. And we will resend the goods out, but we will send them from within, from our UK warehouse.
I see.
And actually, part of the problem of why this even became an issue was because he really didn't choose the right shipping method. He intentionally selected our US warehouse, and the default shipping options are UK warehouse. So if he had just selected the UK warehouse, it would have gone out from our UK warehouse, and the taxes are already included in the price of the product in our UK from our UK warehouse to Sweden. So it doesn't go through customs, basically, at that point.
Gotcha. So I actually found a story about Sweden. We can talk a little bit more about that, but let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana. And then why is cryptocurrency, private cryptocurrency, better than cash? Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sounds kind of grim, so I thought maybe I could lighten things up with a joke.
Yeah.
If y'all are interested.
Sure.
All right. Gentleman who was a member of the Shire Free Church had died, and he winds up at the pearly gates, and there's St. Peter. He's like, whoa, you really exist. And St. Peter says, you sure do, and opens up the gate to let the man in. And everybody inside is having the godly party thing. And then in the middle of the vast expanse, there's a giant cathedral. And St. Peter says, "Shh, be real quiet around there." And the guy's like, "Why?" "Well, that's where the Catholics are. They think they're the only ones up here."
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Thank you, Matthew.
I got that one from a Catholic priest.
That's
there's
cute.
One other thing. This is for you, Ian.
Yeah,
what Matthew. Do you think is the building block of society, the individual or the family?
Well, I would say it's probably the individual. That's an interesting question. If you want to expound on that, hang on. We'll talk about it at 855, 450, free like freedom. We'll let you answer the question, too, even though he asked me, Chris. So come back. We'll come back with that. 855-450-3733. And also more on privacy when it comes to your financial life. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're talking about money, but we're also taking your calls, specifically on the question, the topic of cryptocurrency and private cryptocurrencies, which are hopefully now going to become more of a thing. Seems like there's a little more competition in the area of privacy coins. But why would somebody want to use that instead of cash? We'll talk about that coming up in a moment, as I promised. But first, we go back to Matthew in Louisiana. Oh, and speaking of privacy coins, definitely check out Zencash when you get a chance over at zencash.com. It's one of the newer kids on the block when it comes to privacy, but they're not old privacy tech. They've got some of the best technology out there that is called Zero Knowledge Anonymity. You can go learn more about it over at Zencash.com. And they also, people who are involved in Zencash have an equal opportunity to participate in the decision-making and the governance of Zencash, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. They don't have a single point of failure. In fact, there are over 11,000 secure nodes in the Zencash system, making them one of the most secure of all of the cryptocurrencies out there. So they got some of the best technology, and they've also got the ideas of voluntarism backing Zencash. The currency was created by voluntarists, and they even wrote that into the white paper. You can see it for yourself, do your due diligence, and learn more about Zencash over at Zencash.com. As we go back to Matthew in Louisiana. Matthew, you asked an interesting question right before we had to go to break there, and you asked, what is the building block of society? Is it the individual or the family? And my default answer there was individual. I'm going to ask Chris to answer it, even though you didn't ask him specifically.
I'd be interested in his answer, too.
I don't know. The building block of society. It just seems like a question I don't know if it makes any sense. Like,
okay, so you don't want to pick an answer?
it just seems like it's wrong to answer the question. It's like the expected answer is going to be family, but it's sort of like this whole religious kind of mindset, and I just don't know that. I would say individual if my religion is libertarianism.
Say again,
Matthew, I'm sorry. Families existed before religion.
Okay, sure.
It's an interesting question, and it's one of those mental chewing gum questions. But Chris, I understand that you understand something about Linux.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can I go? Okay, that's great. Yeah. Where can I go to get a primer on Linux and Linux operating system and software? Because I have like this ancient Windows system. It's like Windows 2000 Professional, and it's missing like it's DLL32. Somebody stole it, and I'm like, yeah, they broke it in the middle of the night. They stole just that bit of code. So I'm wondering, I'm thinking about switching this system over to Linux, and I'm wondering about the possibility of doing that. So where's a good place to go to read up on this?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I'm
sure there are a variety of places that have this information, but is there one that you like? Or that you even know about?
When's
the last time you looked for newbie information?
So I think the answer might be Ubuntu.com. There is...
Guntu?
U-B-U-N-T-U is how you spell it, .com.
U-B-U-N-T-U.
Ubuntu.
Yes, okay. Pronounced Ubuntu. Or Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's an African word, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's why I'm not pronouncing. I would say Ubuntu, but that's not correct.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's not because I like that particular distribution or anything like that. So that is a distribution. It's a version of Linux, basically.
And there are a bunch of these.
And there's a bunch of
versions.
Them. And the reason that I am pointing you to this is because when you go to click the download button for the desktop version, okay, from the menu, there is going to be documentation on how to make a CD or a flash drive.
From which you can then test the system and then install the system.
Right, and there's good documentation for it there. I don't know if that's the case for other distributions. I don't recall.
I think Linux Mint's got it pretty easy, too.
Does it? Okay, yeah. So Linux Mint is another good one.
These are the two that are generally considered the newbie kind of.
I would definitely say Linux Mint's a good distribution, but I don't know if it has, like, good documentation on it. Ian is saying it does. So.
I think it does. Like, when I look at these things, I look at them from the perspective of what is the new user going to experience at this? Because I'm a technically adept person. I can build a computer from parts. You know, I've got a lot of experience using computers. So I try to place myself in the shoes of what would a new person be feeling like? Would they be overwhelmed with this? Would this be too difficult? And I felt like it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a lot of times that trying to explain to somebody how to install Linux or point them to a tutorial, your average person is just not going to be able to do it, even though it's not as difficult as installing Windows, it's still more difficult than...
Burning the CD is going to be pretty easy.
That's the most difficult part, I think.
Well, I mean, not everybody knows how to boot from a CD.
Yeah, I mean, if you know how to do it already.
Go ahead.
burning the CD would be difficult for me because, in addition to my DLL32 being missing, my CD drives are also missing.
Well, they can probably. Okay, yeah. So, like so what you're saying is you couldn't even install from a CD. Does it have USB drives on it? Because you could always use a USB stick on newer systems and boot from the USB drive. But if it's really old, that didn't exist back in the day.
Like, are you just trolling
it does
us?
Have a US, it does have USB ports.
Yeah.
And the USB port will hook up to the Wi-Fi, but on every other day, one of the USB ports dies.
Yeah, it might be time to get a new computer. I don't know.
Yeah, go check out www.thinkpenguin.com. We got some that started at $250.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's the affordable size?
Yeah, basically, $250 is where they start.
Is that for a laptop?
For a desktop, not including monitor, keyboard, or mouse, or anything. But you can usually use whatever
you got.
Yeah,
$250, you said?
Yeah,
from
thinkpenguin.com? Yeah, just a basic system, but yeah.
You didn't hire him to call, right?
No.
Okay.
No, but I'll tell you what.
I got too many more
that
things
at
to
all.
Do.
When I look at the prices at Office Max / Depot, and they're like $350 for your bottom-of-the-line Dell, I'm like, sheesh. Where's these cheap computers people keep talking about? So,
now, what kind of parts are these coming with? Are these like Intel, AMD? What's on the inside?
Let me back up a moment. There is a reason it's so cheap. We make no money off of this model.
So wait, you're just doing it to spread Linux, like for the good of?
No, I mean we will make money if you upgrade some of the components and things like that. And I would encourage people to do that simply because it is a basic system, and a few years down the road, you're gonna want to upgrade the RAM. Otherwise, it's gonna start to slow down on you.
So there's room for upgrades.
Yeah, I mean there are even in the initial purchase, so you can select a better sort of version of the same product.
Yeah.
And I would just because it's cheaper to do that than to pay somebody to upgrade your RAM for you if you're not that technical.
That said, though, Matthew, for people that are having problems with a sluggish old Windows system, and everybody knows that's what happens with Windows. The more stuff you load up into Windows, the more the slower it becomes.
Even if you don't do anything, it will slow down.
Yeah. For whatever reason, that's true.
And so will Android. Believe me.
Really? I haven't noticed that with Android, but I believe that. But anyway, so if you do have an old sluggish Windows system and it's like, unusable or whatever, Linux can breathe a breath of fresh air into a system
definitely.
That, to some extent. But then again, if you don't have a working CD drive attached to it and the USB drives are,
drives might be failing, too. That might be what the cause of the DLL, missing DLL is. It's corrupted.
The hard drive.
The drive is
the hard drive. Yeah.
Yeah, so it might be about to die, too.
Yeah, that might be a possibility.
Meaning if you try to install Linux on that hard drive and the hard drive itself is bad, it's
going
to
have
be a bad
really
time.
Bad experience.
Matthew, check out thinkpenguin.com, and if you do, make sure you mention you heard the owner talking about it on the radio. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Ciao.
You got it, man. All right, so there you go. It's not a tech support show, but as long as it's like a generic question that I think people can relate to, I'm all right with it. If it's anyway, more coming up.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers. Flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can join us on the radio and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got more than 20 people in the ForkFest chat room. I saw you just sent a message in there a moment ago, Chris.
I did.
ForkFest 2018 is coming up, and it is going to be here before you know it. It's just over a month from now. So it's not too late, though, for you to get to ForkFest, because there's no tickets. You don't have to worry about ForkFest selling out, because it's pretty much impossible. Even if all of a sudden a bunch of people show up this year, it's the biggest campground in all of New
Hampshire.
You're
still going to want to register or reserve a spot, though.
You have
right?
to reserve a campsite.
Or a hotel room nearby if you're not that kind of...
True. And they do even have a motel on the site as well. So there's motels on this campsite, or there's a hotel down the road or whatever. And then there's RV sites on the campsite, and then there's campsites there as well at Rogers Campground, which is just an absolutely beautiful location. I'm looking forward to going there in just a few weeks for ForkFest 2018. It's the second year of ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event, which means that there's nobody in charge except for everybody. So everybody's in charge. You're in charge of your own self. You decide what to do. If you just want to go camp and hang out. That's easy. If you want to do something that might involve others, like creating an event, then do that too. You can create the event. You can promote the event in the ForkFest forum, which is, you know, unofficial. So if somebody else wants to start a forum, they can. There's also the ForkFest chat rooms. There's a couple on our Discord server. There's one on Telegram, which the Telegram one's pretty busy. There's a fair amount. I would say every day it seems like there's somebody new popping into the ForkFest Telegram group. And there's links to all of these things over at ForkFest.party. Again, unofficial website. There's nothing official when it comes to ForkFest. Mm-hmm. Not even the days are official. There's just It was Daryl and Will and I sitting in the studio, and we just kind of decided, hey, let's call it these 5 days, and we put it out there. If you want to show up earlier or stay later, that's, you know, completely up to you and everybody else. So there's nobody in charge. There's no board of directors. There's no organizer except for, again, each individual. Go to ForkFest.party. It's June 14th through the 18th in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Perfect opportunity to come check out New Hampshire. If you've not been here since this whole New Hampshire freedom migration thing's been going on, you've heard us talking about all the cool activism and the libertarian success stories that we've been having here year after year in New Hampshire, and you want to find out if it's real and meet some of the people you hear about on this show, that's going to be happening at ForkFest. We're going to be there broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event every single day, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you there in just over a month at, again, June 14th through the 18th. It's 5 days over at ForkFest, F-O-R-K-F-E-S-T, ForkFest.party. That's the website that'll get you more information and connect you with the community. In fact, right now on the ForkFest forum, there's a discussion about, well, if we want to have speeches on some campsite or wherever or in different places, how do we figure out who's having what speeches where? So somebody's having they're going to maybe put together a Google Calendar or a Google spreadsheet, one or the other, and then they're going to put that up to where anybody can edit it. And so then multiple people could, in theory, use that. Whether that will happen or not, I don't know, because, again, it's all up to them. So ForkFest.party, we'll see you there. Let's see. Toll-free number if you want to join us here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Okay, so I've been teasing this for an hour, and we still haven't gotten to it. Why, in my opinion, private cryptocurrency like Zencash or Monero is better than cash? Because historically, people have used cash for privacy, right? If we're not on the air and our camera's turned off, it's on right now. But if I hand you cash, and you don't tell anybody that I handed you cash, Chris, and then you hand me a Think Penguin product back, you know, then nobody has to know about that, right? The government doesn't have to know unless somebody chooses to report it. Whereas with credit cards, with checks, there's a paper trail every single time for every single transaction. There's some kind of a record somewhere that the government can then get into, and then they can learn about your business, and they can figure out how much they need to tax you. And so people have historically used cash for a long time for under-the-table deals where, you know, you can hire the plumber and pay him under the table or whatever. That way, you know, it's not on the books. And there's always been, you know, billions of dollars every single year in the economy that doesn't get reported. And that makes the government angry. Like, they want to get a piece of every single transaction out there because they think they deserve it. And, of course, they don't. And, you know, thank goodness for all those wonderful people that are willing to work under the table and that are willing to, you know, work the cash economy. It's those folks that the government wants to get a piece of. They want to stop those cash transactions from happening. And that's why you have banks introducing things like the Visa challenge, which we talked about. I don't know if you were on that show, but where Visa is challenging businesses to go cashless, and they're like trying to bribe them with a cash prize, with not a cash prize, but with a prize in order to get them to stop taking cash from their customers, which I think is a terrible idea, because Visa's not guaranteeing you the prize. It's just like you might win a prize if you stop taking cash.
It seems like such a bad idea from a business perspective
to stop taking cash.
Yeah, to stop taking cash in many cases. I'm sure there's an argument in certain select cases to do it, but
I'll give you the argument. The Sweden story that you mentioned, how Sweden is close to going cashless, and I pulled up a story from the BBC about that. I'll give you the arguments here in a moment, but I'll just make my case here for why crypto's better. Cash is dirty, it's hard to handle, and the robbery, you know, potential is much higher, right? So, like,
absolutely,
as far as privacy goes, with the privacy coins like Monero and Zencash, you've got privacy. You're shielded. Nobody outside of the transaction knows that it has occurred. That's my understanding of the different technologies. And there's different technologies behind both Zencash and Monero, and I could not begin to explain them. I don't have any kind of idea of how it works. I just trust in the geeks that they've done the auditing and that they know what they're talking about. So I trust that the privacy is there. And as I said, we've got Monero being used on darknet markets, which, again, is another seal of approval, as far as I'm concerned, for Monero's privacy factor. So you know you got the privacy with cash. You know you got the privacy with cryptos that are private. So it's not a question of which one's more private. They're both private. But it's more convenient to use crypto. You don't have to have a wad of cash that you could lose easily. With cryptocurrency, you can have a backup. So even if you lose your phone, if you've got the words, the seed words, if you've got those written down and kept in a safe place, if you lose your phone, no problem. You still have access, if you have your original backup words, to whatever amount was in that account that you thought that you lost. So you've got that extra protection of the potential for a backup, whereas if the cash burns up in a fire, well, that's the end of that. Right? Or if you get a gun stuck in your face or a knife stuck in your back and a criminal robs you of your physical wallet, well, they got all the cash in
your
wallet.
Or your phone, for that matter.
They rob you of your phone, but you can have a security code on the phone.
Right.
And then after the fact, or, you know, again, you can go and restore that later on and then transfer the crypto out and transfer it to a new wallet, no problem. So your safety, your security is better when it comes to cryptocurrency. The convenience is there because you don't have to have a bunch of cash. You can leave the country with cryptocurrency. Yeah. Whereas if you have cash, they're going to start asking you questions. You can't leave with more than $10,000.
I'm still curious what happens when you go to leave the country and they ask you how much you're taking out of the country, like with you, like cash or whatnot, or valuables.
Mm-hmm.
Do you declare it? Is the currency where
you're not moving the currency? If you want to talk about not lying to the police, right?
Yeah.
You're not lying. Because if you leave the country and they ask you how much value or valuables or whatever you're taking out, you can say, I have $100 in cash or whatever, however much cash you might have brought with you. You can claim that because you are moving the cash. But the cryptocurrency is on the cloud. It has never moved except from going from one account to another in that ledger. It's just an indicator of which account it happens to be in at any moment.
You're right. It's true, I guess, but it seems so bizarre.
If you're really worried about it, just send the keys via, you know,
the question then becomes where is that so-called cash stored? Are you stored in the United States? Is it stored overseas? Is it stored everywhere?
No place in every place.
Jurisdiction?
Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, the distributed ledger is in thousands of places at any given moment.
Does that mean any government anywhere could, like, force you to hand it over?
Well, I mean, the governments can do whatever they want. I mean, they've got men with guns who can put a gun to your head and, you know, then you get to decide what to do in that situation. So, I mean, if you're dealing with a rogue agent, then, you know, you've got problems.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. I mean, obviously, if they want to take it from you, they gotta come to you and take it from you. And it's sort of like cash, right? They have to come and they have to take it from you. As opposed to if it's in a bank account, they can just go to the bank and
they'll do whatever they're told.
Right. They don't even have to go to the bank. They just have to send a little letter off to the bank and magically it's gone.
Yep.
Right? With Bitcoin, you actually have to come, or cryptocurrencies, you have to actually come and take it from somebody. And even then, they might not be able to get it because it's a password.
Take what? How do you know I even have anything?
Right, exactly.
It all got lost in a boating accident recently. Right? I mean, they don't know. And I'm not saying you should lie to them. I'm just saying
No, just remain silent.
Anything, right, remaining silent is always the best, but anything could have happened to your crypto. You could have donated it all, you know, the previous week to some agency or whatever. We're coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.